Hey friend, do you love cracking open a fresh journal? Do you linger in the paper planner aisle at Target? Me too. If you have a dream to create your own planner, devotional journal, or paper product, and you're curious about the printing process, timeline, and cost, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Dream Printing Podcast. I'm Polly Payne, CEO and founder of Horatio Printing, and I have sold over 45,000 paper planners and products around the world. Want to learn how I did it? I'm going to take you behind the scenes and teach you how you can plan, print, and publish your high-quality paper product. So grab your favorite journal, your favorite pen, a cup of coffee, and let's get that dream off the back burner and into your hands. Hello, and welcome back to the Dream Printing Podcast. I'm Polly Payne, the CEO and founder of Horatio Printing. I'm the creator of the Dream Planner. This is my 2024 Dream Planner. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see this. And I'm really excited. Today, I'm going to be talking about timelines for a 2025 planner. So if you have a dream to create a dated planner, it is so critical that you have the right timeline, that you're creating it early, that you are ordering it on time, that you're going to receive it in time. Because if you don't take your timeline seriously, you are going to spend a ton of money doing rush shipping costs, which are so expensive. So if you want to create a product and launch it at the right time, you have to understand your timeline. My 2024 Dream Planner was the 10th planner I've ever purchased. We're currently working on our 2025 collection. So I've already started the process of my 2025 planner. So if you have the question, like, is there still time for me to make a 2025 planner? When do I need to get started? When do I need to order a sample? When do I need to place my order? When will it arrive? When do I start launching and marketing it? This is the episode for you. I'm going to share my timeline and really work backwards so you can understand where you're at today whenever you're watching this video and what your next step is. So for those of you that don't know, I'm Polly Payne, and not only have I started my planner collection, which is the Horatio Printing Company, we make planners, devotionals, journals. I've sold over 50,000 dream planners around the world and raised over $77,000 to fight human trafficking. I am a big fan of starting a business that can allow you to have the dream that you want, whether that's leaving your corporate career and, you know, investing in your income, and then also creating impact through the products that you create and also the profit that you create. So my dream is that those that learn from me are able to actually have profit to make impact and also have profit to hire people to help you out. So one of the tools that I've created is Print School. I launched it in June of 2022. It is a beautiful program. It includes an entire course called Print School that takes you from ideation to fully designed sample in your hands. It teaches you how to do fulfillment, how to ship your product, how to set up your website. And then after you graduate from Print School, one of the built-in bonuses of Print School is you get access to Launch School, which teaches you how to launch your product, how to set up your campaign, how to build your website, how to take your photography and videos, and how to successfully launch it so that you sell your products. I also teach you a pre-order campaign strategy so you can actually pre-sell your product to pay for the inventory. You get access to my printers. You get access to my designers if you want to hire them, all my templates, all of it. So anyways, just want you to know that is available for you. But today we're going to talk about timeline, because a lot of my students have been reaching out to me, double checking their timeline. And one of my favorite tools that I created for my students is our timeline calculator. I'll quickly show you what that looks like. You basically are able to plug in today's date and then look at your different options of when you can expect things to arrive. There are some basically sliding scales of when things arrive, because when it comes to importing and shipping, there can be factors really out of your control. So this timeline calculator gives you a good estimate, a worst case scenario estimate. It also gives you the options for boat shipping or air shipping. Now, if you haven't watched my episode previously about the full-on printing timeline and what that looks like and what the stages are, you might want to go back and watch that video. It was super educational and it shows you what it looks like to create a planner from scratch and what those timelines look like, what boat shipping and air shipping mean, and like what that takes. So if you want to go back and watch that, you can. But I want to share with you the actual timelines of when you need to have your product in hand. And for me, I really love to work backwards. There's a tab in my little sheet that says working backwards. So you can work forwards or work backwards. And I like to work backwards. So for example, if I know I want my products in my warehouse by October 1st, which is typically when I do my launches around October 1st, then this little calculator will shoot out the dates of when I need to order my sample and when I need to start printing and when the products will arrive to me, which should be October 1st. So I'm going to share that with you. Now, why October 1st? Well, my question for you is, when would you want your products in your warehouse? Now, that might be like, whoa, I don't know. I haven't got there yet. That's okay. Like, if you're like, this is still a dream. I think I want to make a journal. I think I want to make a planner. I think I want to make, you know, a dated planner for 2025. That's okay. Go ahead and think about if you were to launch a 2025 planner, when would you want to have the products in your hand? When would you want to start shipping out? Now, one mistake I see very often is people think, okay, well, if the planner starts January 1st, people don't really need it until like December, right? Wrong. Planner people want their planners early. You don't have to, but it's ideal to start launching your product September and October. I see a lot of planner companies launch in September. I think Emily Lay with the Simplified Planner usually launches in September. A bunch of companies launch in September. Why? It gives you more time to sell that dated product. And also, let's say someone buys your product, it arrives to them in early October. Guess what? They now have 3 months to love it, to carry it around, to talk about it, to come back to your store and realize, oh my goodness, I want to buy five for Christmas, right? It gives you time to capitalize on Black Friday sales, the November sales, the holiday sales, getting that planner under the tree. You want to start early. So this is why the timeline is so critical and you have to get started early. We usually get started on our planner collection creation December, January of the year before. So January 2024, I'm working on the 2025 planner. So let me show you quickly that here's the estimate. If I want to have my products in hand October 1st, you see October 1st at the top there, this is a good estimate. It shows me that I actually need to order my samples on April 25th. I will receive my sample from the printer May 19th. I get to approve my sample. I take about 2 weeks to approve. Now, I might not take 2 weeks to approve. I might just go, yep, that's perfect, great. But it is good to buffer some time because you might find some really serious issues with your sample. You might decide, oh my gosh, like the cover is not centered the way I wanted it, or this is too big, or there's just so many things with a sample. And you always have to order a sample. Trust me. After that sample is approved, you start printing. Now, printing takes about 40 days, typically with the printers that I use overseas. And once they're done printing, they take about a week to package it up, and then it gets on the boat. The boat usually takes 60 to 90 days. 60 is a good estimate. So this is called my good estimate calculator. So it would say roughly April 25th, you need to have your sample done. Now, I don't know when you're watching this video, but let's say you're watching it February or March. That means you really need to get on your design and get that design done so you can order a sample on the 25th from the printer. So that's where we're at. Now, worst case scenario, I'm going to pop that up right here, is it takes 90 days to get to you. Now, this would be pretty crazy, honestly, but I have seen it happen, but not in a long time. This would be maybe the products got stuck at the port and they have an x-ray and there's something wrong, but like that's typically a 75 days would truly be like worst case, but this is just a worst case because I like to personally plan for worst case so that everything can run smooth. I'm a big fan of having additional margin. So this would say you need to order your sample on March 26th in order to be able to start printing May 17th. So this would have you crushing it early. So that's really great. Now this is, both of these that I just did up here is assuming you're using boat shipping. Boat shipping is the cheapest method of importing. If you work with a traditional publisher and you get a book done and they buy books, they're gonna order it a year in advance or a year and a half in advance, and they're gonna do boat shipping because this allows you to save as much money as possible on costs and on shipping, so you can pass that savings to the customer, and also you can have a nice margin so that you can have a salary, you can pay someone to work for you, you can donate money to charity. You have to have profit in order for your business to be successful and for it to stay alive and for you to have money to buy the next round of products. So profit is critical to success, and that's why I really recommend boat shipping. Now, let's say you wanted to do air shipping. I'll just show you quickly what the air shipping looks like. It's much faster. So instead of the 60 or 90 days, it's like less than 24 days. So in order for you to have your products in hand on October 1st, you would need to order your sample by June 14th. Now, some of you might be sighing with relief if you're watching this video and it's later in the year and you're like, whew, okay, I have time if I do air shipping. Air shipping is more expensive and you can do a mix. Like for example, let's say you wanna order 1,000 planners for 2025. You could have 100 air shipped to you and the other 900 less expensively boat shipped to you. Let's say the air shipping ones arrive early October, the boat shipping ones arrive November. Well, that can work, and you can let the early bird shoppers get their products first, or the pre-order people get their products first. I think that's a really great plan if you wanna do more of a rollout, like you do a drop and then you do another drop, that's really great. Even if you're doing boat shipping, it is nice to get a couple air shipped early for PR purposes, marketing purposes, things like that. It is more expensive, probably like three to four times more expensive than boat shipping, but it can be helpful for PR and like those early influencer packages that you might want to ship out in order to start getting traction for the launch. For me, I like to just do everything super early. And then everything's in the warehouse and I don't have to pay for any air shipping. Like that's the dream and that's really what I want for you. And that's why I'm sharing this information in February so you can have it. Now, let's say October 1st doesn't make sense and you're totally cool with a November 1st launch day and that's when you want to have all your products in the warehouse. Well, that changes your timeline. Here's an October or November 1st estimate. You would need your sample ordered on the 26th of May. So that gives you some time in terms of designing and editing and getting your print ready files. Now, I hope you've written down some notes and now you kind of understand how much time you have to get your product designed. This might be a little stress inducing or it might be invigorating of like, okay, I have a plan. Because remember, by ordering early and just even ordering the sample early, you're going to be in such a better place to actually make profit. Once your sample arrives, you could actually start a pre-order campaign or a Kickstarter just with the sample in hand. And with that, you could raise the money to print the order, which would be great. And that's what I teach inside of Print School. And actually in my Print School, I actually pay for your first sample. I spend up to $200 paying for your sample with the printer so you can get exactly what you want. And you can take that sample that I pay for and start your pre-order campaign to raise the money to buy the mass order, which is super great. So that's your timeline. I just spilled all the beans. I hope that's super helpful. If you want to learn more about the dream printing method, how to go from an idea to a fully printed product and then launch it and what all this looks like, especially you might be like, okay, great. I need to design it. Where do I start? Like, what is step one? Well, step one is ideation. And this is my wheelhouse. This is what I love to do. I get on calls with print school students all the time to help them ideate their product. And so what you're going to do is go over to my workshop. It's free, horatioprinting.com/workshop. And you can check out the Dream Printing Method workshop where I take you through the four key steps of the Dream Printing Method. This will really help you understand what your next step is and how to move forward. Now, if you're ready, you can go ahead and jump to step two and apply to join Print School. Inside of Print School, I will personally guide you through the ideation method, how to design your product. We teach you how to design if you want to DIY it. If you don't want to DIY it, we'll put you with one of our designers. And then from there, you're going to actually get your print ready files and get your sample made. And then after that, you can jump into launch school and learn how to properly launch your product for profit. So I hope that helps you. I'm so excited for your journey. Comment below and let me know what you would like to learn on this channel. I'm continuing to build these resources for you. I'm really excited. I have a series of interviews coming up soon with print school students that are absolutely crushing it. And I love their products and I cannot wait to promote them and pop them here. So stay tuned for that. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. You are so loved. Thanks for listening to the Dream Printing Podcast. I hope you learned something today, and I would love to partner with you to make your print dreams come true. Take the next step by watching my free on-demand workshop at horatioprinting.com/workshop. That link is down in the show notes. Or you can go ahead and jump to step two, which is go ahead and apply for Print School, where you're going to get all my systems, the Dream Printing Method, my contacts, my printer, all the shortcuts and templates. You can apply at horatioprinting.com/print school. Yay! If this show has blessed you in any way, please consider taking 5 seconds to leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. I read each and every one and it blesses me. If you have a question, feel free to just DM me. Pop over to Instagram, DM my personal account, Polly_Payne. I'd be happy to chat with you and just see what questions you have and connect. I cannot wait to see what you create and bring into the world. Have a wonderful day. You are so loved.